Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Scrolling through social media, switching on the news, listen to almost any public debate, and it sometimes feels like people are so angry. Disagreements become arguments. It is just frightening. What is happening? And that is the question. Are we living in an age of outrage? Joining us to unpack these questions is a friend of the show, Pastor Tumelo Tomatamaga, a respected faith leader, a public speaker, social commentator. Pastor Tumelo, very, very good morning. Welcome to the Morning Mayhem. Awesome to have you with us. Can we start with a simple observation? Does it genuinely feel or seem that people are more angry today than they were a decade ago?
Well, good morning, and also to the listeners. Coming back to the question, I think it's both. People have always disagreed. Human beings have always struggled with anger, with pride, with fear and division. The difference today is that, technology has given everyone a microphone. You see, in the past, a disagreement happened, around a dinner table. Mm-hmm. It happened in a workplace or, at community meetings. But then today, it happens in front of thousands, of people
it's
online.
So true. Mm.
And what we are seeing is not only more anger, but more visibility of anger. Like social media amplifies, conflict, because conflict gets attention. The result is that outrage appears to be, everywhere. And even when most ordinary people simply want to live, peacefully, provide for their families and get along with their neighbors. But then in South Africa, people are also carrying, real frustrations. Mm. There's crime out there, unemployment, corruption, economic pressure, and uncertainty about the future. So those pressures can easily spill over into a public anger.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that because often I get the sense that sometimes you think you're arguing about something, but you actually it's just a person venting frustration, maybe over a very bad day or over just the pressure, the constant pressure that many people, that so many of us are under. And you just wonder if we are able to separate, it's that story of somebody who, who just has a terrible night and maybe a fight with their spouse, and then they get into their car angry, they get to work, someone's taken their parking space, and they just lose it completely. It's probably got very little to do with the parking space. That's just the last straw. I guess the question is how do we manage that? How do we take one step back when we can see that somebody can't take that step back?
Okay, I think for me, let me start it this way. Mm. Because one will then have to answer the question as to, but then why in the first place is everyone,
angry
or society becoming more sensitive? And because we kind of like becoming, less tolerant of views we disagree with.
Yes.
So, but again, in that, I think it's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to saying there are legitimate concerns about respect and dignity. People want their voices heard and their experiences acknowledged, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Correct.
But we are also living in a culture where disagreements increasingly, it's increasingly treated as hostility. Mm. We have confused disagreements with hatred, and it is possible to disagree strongly with someone while still respecting their humanity.
Right.
So a healthy society is not one where nobody is offended.
Right.
A healthy society is where people can discuss, you know, difficult issues without immediately demonizing one another. Democracy, faith, communities, and families all depend on the ability to have difficult conversations without destroying relationships.
Do you think that part of it is the fact that there is a lack of faith, God, and family in the world?
Yeah, it is both. It is both. And how do I get to this one?
Mm.
Yeah, it is both. There is a lot of, you know, things happening there. One could also be like outrage, you know, with regard to what is happening, not only in the families and not only in our churches or in faith, but it's around issues of what's going on, you know, economically, and even disagreements that are out there. There are disagreements, but we also have to separate the two. There's a deep disagreement where people disagree, mm-hmm. and there's also divisions at the same time. And why does also these disagreements today so often feel like, you know, personal attacks and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it is because many people today no longer separate ideas from identity. Hence, we are also talking in terms of now in families, in, you know, religion, in churches. Because if I disagree, for an example, with your opinion, you may feel that I am rejecting you as a person.
Mm.
And once that happens, then every conversation becomes emotional rather than, you know, rational. We have also become increasingly tribal people. You know, I identify strongly with political groups or ideologies, religious, you know, positions and social movements.
Mm, mm.
But when those identities are challenged, then people feel personally threatened. And the tragedy is that diversity, even though, just diversity of thoughts should strengthen society and should iron, you know, one another, as the scripture also say that iron sharpens iron. So we grow through honest discussions, but then a mature society is not one where everyone thinks the same. It is one where people can disagree without becoming enemies, be it in the home or at church or whatever religious backgrounds we come from.
Hmm. That is, it is where we do need to leave it. Such a fascinating conversation, and I would love to hear a little bit more from you, your guys, your thoughts. 061-895-1019. Pastor, thank you as always for your thoughtful conversation.